Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
While he's looking that up, when we get back, Sam, how many times do I have to tell people? And I'm going to tell you again and again and again. It's like one pill will kill. We are going to keep talking about this until you stop meeting people that you do not know, even in public places, to sell your crap on Facebook Marketplace. And I'm not victim blaming. I am educating. There has been another violent robbery locally. And here's what scares me, Sam. This is not in some back alley somewhere. This is not come to my front porch and you get a gun in your face. Mm-hmm. This was in an incredibly public parking lot.
How do you sell your goods?
You do it in a police station parking lot only. Because when you say, I'm going to sell something, but I'm only meeting you at the Lenexa police station where they have stalls for this, at the Leawood police station, at the Kansas City, Missouri police station. When you say that, very, very bad people that are trying to rob you will move on. They're not going to meet you in a police station to jack you in the parking lot. I'm going to tell you what happened. They have made an arrest.
Good.
And one of the two women, according to police, confessed to not only the violent robbery, which happened in Lee's Summit, but confessed to two others the same day around town. And I'll tell you those cities when we get back.
Well, we've still got 5 minutes.
Stop selling your crap on Facebook Marketplace and meeting people in places that you think are safe. It's not safe.
I'll read the story right now, and then we'll talk about it with the callers on the other side.
This is so mad.
This is from KSHB.com, Channel 41. A woman admitted to police that she robbed a man during an in-person Facebook Marketplace transaction, used pepper spray on the victim, and beat him while he was being dragged by the getaway car. The incident began at 7:15 Friday evening in the parking lot of a business on Southwest 3rd Street in Lee's Summit. The victim, a man, told police that he went to sell an Apple iPad Pro M4. While waiting to receive payment via Venmo for the iPad, the victim told police that he began to worry because the two women in the car were whispering to one another. He also noted a PlayStation 5 in the back seat. Then one of the women grabbed the victim's arm and started spraying him in the face with pepper spray. The passenger tried to keep the victim from grabbing his iPad and escalated the violence by pepper spraying him in the face too, while beating him in the face and around the head. He was tossed to the ground as the SUV fled from the scene. Surveillance video from another business showed the victim partially in the passenger window while being dragged through the parking lot. The victim's girlfriend helped police track the two women using her phone to track her boyfriend's phone, which dropped
during the struggle
into the SUV. Kansas City police tried to stop the SUV. The driver drove into KCK. That's when Kansas Highway Patrol got involved, and they arrested the women. The court documents stated that Azani Jones admitted in an interview with police that she was the driver in the Lee's Summit robbery. She also was involved in robberies in Overland Park and Kansas City that occurred on the same day as the Lee's Summit robbery.
I've looked up. I don't have an iPad. I don't know what an iPad Pro M4 cost. But I know that if you ask that poor man who almost lost his life over this, whatever the cost of that used item would not be anything worth even the injury or the robbery, let alone the fact that he could have died.
No question about it.
We took the address, plugged it in.
What is it?
Backward. It is a CVS. And I know that that man, decent, lovely, kind human being, I'm sure, thought, I always meet down at CVS, or meet me in the Walmart parking lot, or meet me in the Quick Trip parking lot which happened a year and a half ago, where a woman went to sell a PlayStation and was murdered in broad daylight in a Quick Trip parking lot. Like, I just can't stop saying it enough. You have to do these transactions in your local police department parking lot where they have provided a stall for these transactions.
Is that true?
Yes.
Some of them have.
Because I was just going to ask, do police want you doing these transactions in their parking
lot? It's a lot less of a nuisance than tracking down psychotic, awful ne'er-do-wells that went all over town that day robbing people that were just trying to make $100 selling, you know, an iPad or a phone or whatever.
Three separate times. I have an iPad, but I don't even use it anymore.
There's not a bunch of police officers standing around in the police parking lot.
That's not the point, Sam. The point is when you go back and forth in direct messaging with people who want to kill you and you say, I will only meet in the police department parking lot, they will either drop you like a hot rock or they will come back and say, I'm no longer interested. And sadly, they will move on to another victim. And, good for you, but sad for the next victim.
And by the way, you never hear of anybody being murdered in a police station
parking
lot.
It is very rare.
I would say it's probably never happened unless somebody's targeting a police officer specifically.
Okay.
Did they say this was broad daylight, by the way?
No, it was at 7. The Lee Summit one was at 7:15 at night, so the sun would have been down.
But the Overland Park, I want to be clear, Overland Park in Kansas City, Missouri ones, at least, she said happened that day.
At least one of those would have just logically would have had to have happened during sunlight.
Now, I did schedule a purchase where I was supposed to go to somebody's home. And I got a weird feeling as I was pulling up to said home.
Okay, tell me why.
And I kept on driving.
Tell me why. What was?
I don't know what it was. I don't know why I didn't feel right. I just decided this is not going to be the day that I get into a bad situation. And I kept on driving.
What was the item?
With that said, I was going to buy a new Xbox controller, which was dumb anyway, because anybody who plays Xbox knows that those are all damaged. Whatever. I have sold and purchased a number of items, including multiple vehicles. In the Walmart parking lot, in the Quick Trip parking lot, I bought a set of speakers in a Walmart parking lot.
Sam, it is Russian roulette. It really is. Mm-hmm. Ask any of the three victims from that robbery that day. Certainly the guy that almost got dragged to his death. Like, how many of these have you done? Well, I've sold 50 things on Facebook. I've never had a problem. It's going to happen eventually. There are so many bad people out there and so many bad actors on the marketplaces. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you're going to run into someone. Maybe they don't want to rob you and kill you. Maybe they're just going to steal the item. Eventually, your luck is going to run out. So why not just say, I will only meet you to pick it up in a police department parking lot.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.